Thank you all for tuning in to MWB, Married with Benefits, the podcast that helps you understand a little bit more of the lifestyle that you're about to take a journey in. Come on this journey with us as we find different avenues and talk to different people and experiences and stories. We can't wait to hear yours. Thank you for tuning in to MWB. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of MWB, the podcast where we are dedicated to bringing some positive information and helping out anyone who's out there listening, right? Yes. This lifestyle is a beautiful thing if it's navigated correctly, and it brings joy and love, but it can also bring some turmoil and some, you know, strife into people's lives if they're not, you know, handling it correctly. We're going to be covering a couple of things here and kind of telling a little bit about our story. But first, let's introduce ourselves in case we've got some new listeners out there. My name is Lion Flood, and
I am Candy Flood.
That's my beautiful queen. We have been in lifestyle for several years. I don't want to say independently, because for those who haven't listened, and go back to listen to some past episodes, you'll hear the story. But I was in prior to us meeting, and Candy was always just interested, but she never directly dove in. And once we got in, that's how we eventually, you know, started that process and learning that. So
learning a lot more.
Yeah.
So, and you learned a lot more since you've been in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so for some of the listeners who, you know, just tuning in for the first time, you know, maybe tell a little bit about your story, where you were at before we met, about, because I don't think you directly maybe knew the name lifestyle. You were just curious about
the swinging part.
Okay, so you did know about swinging, but yes.
Yeah. Gotcha. And I was getting into, I wanted to know more about BDSM.
Yeah.
And that's when I started learning more about swinging, and I was really interested in it. And so,
it's just a process.
Pretty much. It was just, you know, talked about and, you know, learning the process and really interested in trying it and getting in it. And, just for newbies.
I know.
You know. You know.
Inside thing.
So just.
Yeah. And that's one of the beautiful things. Yeah. So for everyone out there, it's a process. Yeah. You've got to take your time. And that's some of the things we're going to cover in this episode here. And you definitely want to stick around because it's going to get a little juicy and raunchy. Yes. And we've got an extra part that we're going to do separate specifically for our subscribers who get into that XXX portion where we talk about some of that naughty, naughty, you know, where we get to talk about, let's see if we can do it.
Well,
we
get to talk about.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Smooth it out. Gotta get a key for that, but then we get to do this.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Yeah.
Let's talk about you and me.
Oh,
let's talk about all the good things, all the bad things.
Right, so we're gonna get to talk about sex. So let's start off with this here. First, we like to talk about us actually being guests on another podcast.
Oh, yes.
So we, I guess someone, you know, heard our podcast, another podcaster, and they invited us on to be a guest. And
loved our story, loved what we're doing. Yeah. Just wanted to, you know, talk and get it out there. And
they didn't know much about the lifestyle, so we were coming on and teaching, because that's one thing we do love to do about it. We love to teach new people as well, because a lot of people are wondering, how do I approach a couple? How do I approach or handle the situation? And so we have really started to do that. And actually, we started a Facebook community for people
resource
who wanted
and
to come and learn. And it's, you know, not a hookup group. It's not anything like that. It's specifically for people who want to come and actually learn. And it's called, like she said, Lifestyle Learning Group. non-monogamous relationships. If you looked it up on Facebook, and it has our moniker Married with Benefits there, yeah. So you can know that you're in the correct spot. And we just started it, so we're excited about that. It's fresh and everything. But what was your experience? What did you feel about being a guest on another podcast?
I loved it.
Yeah,
I love talking about sex and talking about people's journeys and where they came from and how they, you know, became interested in the lifestyle. I love learning people's stories.
Yeah.
And his was so awesome. Like, he's from Canada.
Canada.
And he is
shout out to
gay,
all our Canadians.
But
what?
From the LGBT community to swingers, it's just an open community and just want to be accepted, really.
Yeah. It was very
and
fun.
And so I think it was an amazing show. I think he's an amazing get, or he will be on our show soon.
Yes, we're going to have him on.
You'll get to meet him, but overall, it was just an amazing experience and getting to know someone from a different point of view of being in the gay community, looking into swinging. They didn't know that it's such an open community.
Right.
And that we are looked down upon as, I can't put it in the same category as someone being gay or coming out as gay, because that's
a whole nother world,
yeah. But just not being accepted and people hiding it because of their jobs or their families not accepting it, it's still, you know, a hidden lifestyle.
Yeah.
And that's the good thing about being in this type of community, because everybody can be free.
Yeah.
And
walk we've got around, some examples, you know, about that a little bit later. So,
but it's just being open and honest and just carefree and just learning more about your partner and just not
deeper
worrying about what people are thinking about you.
Yeah. And that's one of the great things too, is because, you know, we're always behind the mic and behind the camera. And so when we got to be on his podcast, it was a whole nother kind of like,
doing
wow,
shows.
You know, hey, like we just talked a little bit more freely.
I love talking about our story.
Yeah.
And it's always evolving, our story. So it's just an amazing way to express and bond, as well as sharing our story with others and being on a show like that.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing.
It's very good. And, you
it's
know,
like therapy.
Yeah, therapeutic.
Sex therapy.
Sex therapy.
I love that. Sex therapy.
Sex therapy, right?
Sex therapy is not only in the bedroom.
Right. You know, that's one of the things that we love doing about this, is because, you know, we have a lot of, you know, newbies in the group, and we talk and ask questions and kind of give our point of view. It doesn't mean we're right, but, you know, we've made mistakes.
And,
we do it for a long time.
Our point of view,
yeah.
What we've seen, what we've done, what we've been through, what we've noticed, what we don't like or do like, and what we notice what other couples do and don't like. So we base it off everything, not just us.
Right. And it's a great thing. And so that kind of leads us into, you know, one of the other things that we talk about, like, the, you know, there is a right way and the correct way to approach other couples. There is a way to communicate. People are like, I don't
and
know how to approach
them. Every
couple
is different. I want to say that, because one couple might want to be approached different than what we like to be approached.
Correct.
So,
but this is just a general thing
absolutely.
That will give you a better chance to. And a small example of that, just to let you know, is one of the things that we do and like to do and have done for us, is that couples respect you a lot more if the same sex approaches that couple.
Yes.
Because if
it's just a respectful way.
If I go and speak to the gentleman, then there's a lot less chance he may be thinking, oh, well, he's trying to ignore me by just talking to my lady. Right. Mm-hmm. Now your chances go way down. Right. Or, you know, even if sometimes like we'll have like a post up for our group and somebody wants to come in, but then they will send us an email or a request to come in, but they have no pictures. And, you know,
it's just in the ad.
Right. And our post says, you know, you need a picture. You need XYZ before you even considered. But you don't want to put that in there. If you're scared, or don't want to put it in, then
you're not the one for
goodbye.
The group.
Right. Because we're not.
And that's
respect for the other group members too.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
And also, if you don't want to be a part of it like everybody else, then that's just way it is.
That's the way it is. You don't have to be a part.
Yeah, you don't have to be a part of it.
We don't cheat. Yeah. We don't send messages to the one person. Hey, your husband doesn't have to know. You know, okay. No, that's not what the lifestyle is about. So if you're new, that's probably one of the first things I'll say is communicate. Talk to each other. Get an understanding.
My energy has to go somewhere else. It's not going into stuff like that.
Yeah. And so now, so after that, we went through a couple of things. And then we decided, you know what? We need to get a little out and get our hair down.
Peace.
Right? We need to let the hair down.
Oh, I need music. So, I need dancing. I need freedom.
Yeah. So we decided to go to one of the local clubs here in our city. And
Las Vegas?
Yes, we were like, let's do this. So we got there way earlier than we used to.
We never get there early.
It's probably
never
because we haven't been out in so long.
Let's go.
Yeah, we haven't been out in so long that we were just like, let's go. And we got there. And then we were waiting and like, man, it's not, no, it's not
like,
really, not
maybe
a lot
we
of action. Should
have chose another one.
Yeah, but then eventually.
But then all of a sudden it just got picked up and we're like, oh yeah.
Right. And so.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And, you know, we have like our normal kind of routine where we'll come in, grab a drink, we'll sit down, feel the vibes, then we'll walk around a little bit, see if there's anyone
maybe dance,
playing.
Maybe play pool.
And play some pool. We play pool. And
oh,
it was so fun, relaxing.
So fun.
And you get to, and for
socialize.
For the listeners, we will try to see if we can get a picture put in the show notes or something, because the outfit she had on, we had so many looks. Everyone's looking, and I love that, right? I'm like, yes.
Yeah, he loves
and when we were playing
watching
pool,
other people.
Yes, watching her
drool
right?
over
and
me.
And we playing pool, and she's bending over to stake, of course. All the guys and girls are watching. But,
I think, I don't know how many people just walked
I'm going to start taking a count. Right, I'm going to start take a counter, push it every time. Like, you got 295 tonight. But that leads, that's going to take us into kind of a thing that we want to talk about, of how someone, I don't want to say blew a chance, but they just missed out on an opportunity, because we were really feeling like this couple. They were attractive, and that's rare. You're not going to always
interracial.
Find, yeah, not always going to
we're
find
really
some,
into interracial black men with
different female.
I'm
open to different females, but she really not even prefers, she just
only
likes black
that's
men, right?
It.
And so we found one that's rare for us, finding those at the clubs and
that,
finding
ones
that you're attracted to.
It was actually quite a few yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going into the section that's for couples only, right? The club we went to is, they have a single section, then a couples only, which is really nice, because then you don't have maybe single guys just all swarming
you
and chasing you down and so forth.
Staring,
right?
And gawking.
Yeah. So as we're going upstairs, we're walking upstairs and we see there's a railing that he's leaning on, and she's squatting down, sucking his dick. And so that's the first
so
thing, right?
Nice to watch.
Sexy, he's hot, you know, he's like live porn right there. And then.
And we're voyeurs. We love to watch.
Big
so you know we were watching.
Big turn on. So we walk around to the basically the other side so we could stand in front of them and watch.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're doing that, you know, I'm seeing my wife watching, and she's getting turned on, which is a big turn on for me. And in my mind, here's what I'm thinking, gentlemen. Here's what I'm thinking. And then we later found out that she told me I was thinking the same thing. So it was a big laugh, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm saying to myself, I'm like, okay, babe, you should go over there and then just get a little bit closer. And then 9 times out of 10, he'll probably say, hey, why don't you join or something?
Mm-hmm.
That's usually how it goes. Or just walk over there and ask, hey, you know, can I
taste it?
Right. And so we're doing.
How about I help you?
Right. And so we're in that position and we're ready to kind of do that. But what starts to happen is he is, as she's looking and making eye contact and everything, he starts to, what does he do? He like gestures over with his hands.
Yeah.
And so you can tell a little bit of what you experienced.
Well,
there.
She was done, actually.
Okay.
It wasn't while he. She was done. She went over and spoke to another couple.
Okay.
And he kept like staring at me.
Right.
And I was like, okay, you know, I'm feeling this. you know, I'll give it a few minutes while she's talking with that other couple. And then we'll, you know, I was thinking about walking over there and talking with them. And he actually, like, aggressively, like, says, come here, with his fingers, you know, like. And I was like, wait, no. And but see, but it wasn't like, hey, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? Or, you know, hey. Or even try to even come over and talk to us.
Yeah.
And he was, it was, I felt like he was kind of ignoring you.
And that's the main thing sense. I was about to
and
get into.
And I'm not with that. And so, if you try to talk to me, and I'm going to tell you right now, if you try to talk to me and do not acknowledge or even talk to my husband first when you're a male, it's already a hard no.
Yeah. And that's our big thing. It, for us, our biggest thing is about respect. Because if you're not going to show respect even before we get started, what's it going to be like once it gets started?
Once
and then maybe
started,
she says no or I'm uncomfortable, you're going to maybe still try to be aggressive and going. And for me, safety and her comfort is the number one thing for me, right? So right then and there, I was like, no, I'm going to turn it off. Right. So, you know, that's a turnoff for me in the club. If you cannot respect my wife first and then just even acknowledge me, I don't need you to sit down and talk to me. Right. If she's interested and you're safe and you're cool. All right, cool. We can do our thing. But then so it was like, no, right there. That was the one couple in there that was pretty much interesting. There was another one that we were trying to see if we can just communicate with it. And when we communicate, it doesn't always mean we're trying to. You know,
yeah,
have sex and get it in.
If it turns out that
way,
then that's
we just
the
like
way
to make
is.
Friends
we
and associates and learn. And that's one reason why we have our lifestyle group is because we just like to teach and learn and communicate and have
and
fun.
And just talk.
Yeah, and set up events, like everything, right? So, but he basically had his chance. And it was funny is afterwards we started walking around again. And every time we would go someplace,
and I love the flirt.
Yeah, a little flirt. Oh, what's that song? Flirt. Okay. But every time we would go someplace, they would follow and they would come sit down next to us. Or we were playing pool and they came sat down at the couch right close by us, watching and staring and kind of standing up by us, waiting for us to kind of like, hey, how you guys? What's your name? And we would have totally. But he
just seemed so aggressive.
Yeah. And that was just like, you don't got to be that way.
Yeah,
you know, especially in the club, everyone's there pretty much for the same
thing. For the same thing, you just know? To enjoy yourselves and just to enjoy each other and everyone around us, and you know, just having fun and being respectful for each other. And
yeah, it was one of the, you know, great things about.
I love watching titties walk past. And,
yeah, right.
You know,
so if you haven't been to a club, I'd advise you to maybe try going and researching one for your city. And seeing, you know, what it's like and just kind of, you know, exploring. That's a great way to, you know, get a little grip on what the lifestyle would be like if you're brand new or something like that. And well, so I'll tell you a funny thing too, and then we'll get back into the everything else that happened. So we're sitting down and right in front of us, and she didn't even notice this right away, but there's an older gentleman. I'm going to have to say he's at least 70s.
Yeah, I think he was in his 80s.
Maybe.
Even almost 90.
Yeah, he's pushing it, man. He's pushing it. And then she was joking and she was like saying, that's going to be you one day, right? How old? I'm like, yep. I'm going to be 80 years old, but I'm still here in the club
in
watching
the club,
some titties walking around. Right?
Exactly. And he was pimping too.
Yeah, he was looking at all of them like
he
young
sure
things,
was.
Man. Everyone walked by. And then
took off his hat for him and everything.
Yeah. Yes. And so what happened is I said to her, I was like, because she didn't notice, but he had a walker that, you know, you use inside, you know, to help you walk. And so they were getting up to go in one of the playrooms that has a bed, and his wife, I'm assuming it has to be a wife, it was another lady with him. And she was about the same age, so I'm thinking it's his wife. She got up, but we couldn't see her at first. She was on the other side of the wall, and so she was helping him. And then later on, we saw another lady come in. She might have been single, but she had a walker as well. But the beautiful part about me saying this is that in this atmosphere and the lifestyle, no one cared. No one was saying anything or not wanting to speak to them or anything, because it was just a no-judgment kind of zone. you know, we're talking about it in a nice, fun way, saying, yep, that's going to be me with a walker inside here as well one day. So that was really
cool. And I'll be
cool.
Right there next to you, boo.
Yeah. And so that was a fun little thing. Then we get into the actual getting it on part.
Ooh,
and we're
going to
just touch on this a little bit, because then we're going to dive into our subscriber content.
Yes,
and if you have
sir.
Not subscribed, you might want to jump into that. To get into that, it's actually only $4.99 a month. And that content, we drop the, you know, the XXX kind of
yes,
content.
Good,
I should have had a little sound thing for that. But let me see if I can just find this one. And basically what we're trying to tell you is
message.
Right? You need to go and subscribe if you have not right now to our subscriber content. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast in general, make sure you do that, because we
make
bring
sure you follow,
great
things, like,
right?
Share.
And give us a rating too.
Yes.
You need to do that, because
tell
we
us what
bring
you
on
want to hear.
Right, we
if you're
love
not
that.
Hearing a subject that you're looking for, give us some options.
Yes, you can contact
we'd
us.
We'd love to know what you guys are thinking or wanting to know. Definitely,
absolutely, and you can always send us an email at mwbforulife@gmail.com. That's MWB for life, the number spelt out, at gmail.com.
Yes.
Send us an email, and we absolutely love hearing, you know, from everyone and getting all of your ideas. And we just got a new text line, so you can even text us directly. That is 702-899-8569. Again, that's 702-899-8569.
And only questions. Don't text if you're wanting to know what color panties I'm wearing.
Right.
Or
if you want that, you're going to have to, we're going to charge you for that.
What's his dick size?
Right.
Like,
but
those are not
type
of questions.
If you have comments, or even if you have maybe concern or question about, you know,
if you're
something
nice
on lifestyle.
Enough, you'll know what type
right.
of what
and it,
size
we'll,
his
right,
dick
we'll,
is.
We'll send you the group link, and you can, you know, jump in there, whatever. I'm trying not to blush, even though y'all can't see me, right? You can't see me. So, but anyways, so now we head up and said, all right, babe, it's time. We've been here for a while. We're, you know,
worked up.
Yeah, we drank a little bit. We're good. So let's go head upstairs.
Feeling it.
And we usually go into what they have as the orgy room. It's the group room. And it's kind
it's
of just open.
Room.
Yeah. Just because we like the vibes, people just getting on, you can hear the sounds.
It.
So we walk in, and there's a couple couples in there, and they're already engaged and getting it on. Fucking. And there's
yeah, it was so nice
one
to
couple
watch.
In the room that we went in.
Yes.
And so we started watching them, and she was a squirter. So, gentlemen, I'll give you a little heads up already. The
yes.
sheets were kind of a little wet there.
They were soaked.
So
it was so erotic.
They were getting it in, and so we were like, all right, cool, let's just start getting it in. And some things went in. I'm going to just leave it alone like that, and I'm going to get directly into that on our subscriber portion. But
yes.
ultimately, without getting details, because we're gonna paint a picture for your mind to be able to see it. But without getting too much details, it was really nice, because the atmosphere, the sound, again, it's like watching live porn.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Live porn. What were your thoughts on it? What were you thinking about it?
Oh, I just love the just being there and watching, just enjoying the moment.
Yeah,
and just feeling. Nothing outside that room mattered. Whatever happened in that room where we were in stays in that room.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, just it was just an amazing feeling to know that I was safe with you in there, and we can still enjoy each other with other people.
Yeah.
And just that freedom of looking, sucking, feeling and enjoying
right
each other
yeah
with everyone else. Yeah,
so we're going to get ready to wrap this up, because right after that we're going to jump into that subscriber portion and talk about details of what happened, breast side, booty shakings, all that kind of stuff. So
bent over.
So we want to again thank you for taking the time to listen into this portion of the episode. Go ahead, as we say, make sure you follow, subscribe, rate us. That is so important. Rate. The more rates that we get,
download
from whatever podcast source you're listening to. We're on several of them. We're on Apple, Google, Amazon. We just got put on to iHeart Music. Yep, Spotify.
Yes.
So whatever one you're on, make sure you like, subscribe, and rate. That's so important, because the more you rate, the more those platforms put us up, and the more listeners we get to spread this joy to, and try to get rid of the stigma about talking about sex.
Yes, you know? Why has it got to be such
right?
Like critical.
Yeah. So
let's just love one another.
Yeah. So we'll go ahead and go ahead and cut this one here a little bit short. But we want to thank you guys again, and as we always say here, until
we swing again.